Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Dan Morris and Tom Stram, and we are talking about the 50th Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon coming up on Saturday, January 25th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. How are you doing, Cody?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Let's dive into it. Obviously, with the 50th year, a lot of extra things, I'm assuming, going to be going on with the telethon this year?
Yeah, so we're heading into year number 50, which is a huge milestone year of this prayer reading tradition. I'll lead with this. It's what I say every time I talk about the telethon, but it truly is the one prayer reading event that includes almost every facet of prayer reading. It includes the school district, includes city government, includes the big employers in the city, includes our health institutions, includes the community at large. I mean, really just across service organizations. It includes everybody comes together on this one night, and it just really is a special event for the community. And on top of it, it's a telethon. It is old school television. People don't do telethons anymore. I don't think there's that many out there left. The fact that this one is still happening and thriving, doing the best it's ever done, is remarkable. So there's some cool things going on with it. And then on top of that, it's the 50th year for this prayer reading event. So a pretty cool milestone. And we're excited to have lots of nostalgia and tributes and things like that to be part of the show, in addition to the main cause, raising money for heart and cancer research.
Yeah, of course, that's the main goal as well. It's, you know, you find the entertainment, you try to make it a big event as well, but there is a greater cause as well to the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's since the very first telethon, and this ties in with the Eagles Club and what the Eagles Club tries to do both locally and at the state level and beyond, is there's a heart and cancer fund where money is raised. And maybe, Tom, you can speak a bit more to how that operates.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it goes back to 1976 when this first event took place here in Prairie du Chien at the local cable television studio here. And that year, you know, they raised like $3,200 the first year. Since then, we've raised as much as $50,000 a year, with a total of $1,172,000 raised over the last 49 years.
And wow.
100% of that has been donated, and 100% goes to research only. So that's a great milestone.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's worth repeating. So 100%, literally every part of anything that goes into the telethon is donated. There's no fees. Just everything is a donation.
Yeah,
literally across the board. It's the business community. It's everybody else supporting this thing that's raising money for heart and cancer research. Again, it's going into the research that helps develop the cures, the treatments, all of the things that, you know, if a loved one it ends up with cancer or has heart disease. These breakthroughs that are made year in, year out that allow some of these things to be treated, to extend your life, to eliminate the cancer, that's a result of the research that has happened over the last 50 plus years.
And Dan, not only does that money go to research, but it's done with research that's done right here in the tri-state area. It's split equally between UW-Madison, the Carbone Center, and Gunderson Medical Foundation out of La Crosse, the UW Cardiac Research, and Mayo Clinic Research. So it all stays right here in our local area.
And I know, you know, you probably have some big things planned here, and you don't want to give too much away, some of the surprises that may be coming up, but maybe some teasers for the folks if they're wanting to tune in or maybe need that extra nudge.
Yeah, absolutely. So for number one, it's this unique event where it's 6 hours of live television produced right here in Prairie du Chien. So you're seeing family, friends, coworkers, familiar faces that are part of this production, right? So that's cool in itself, seeing live TV being made, doing something like that. But with it being the 50th year, and I'll backtrack a little bit. So first of all, every year, you know, we have hosts that kind of guide us through the evening. We have a live auction that happens, so lots of really cool auction items that you can bid on. In fact, you can start bidding on those in advance. We'll have that auction live here in the coming days, if it's not up already. So check that out by going to eaglestelethon.org. There's some very familiar auction packages that I know people like bidding on every year. We have some new things added to the auction this year as well. So that's all part of it. There's always some great local talent that's participating. We have interviews with these health organizations that receive this money. So one of the neat things about this too is that not only are we, you know, making this money that comes in from donations, but the health organizations, they send doctors and representatives from UW, from Mayo, from Gundersen, come to Prairie du Chien that night to talk about what exactly they're doing. So we get to know exactly how this money is being put to use. So that's a really cool thing that they come down and do that. So all of these things are part of this, and we're making the appeal for people to make their donations, right? We're trying to give a nice entertaining program and make that appeal. Down at the Eagles Club, they are doing their fundraising efforts down there. You can go down there for a dinner. They have the telethon on the TVs there, but then there's also a bunch of different raffles that they're doing throughout the evening as well. So
they're actually starting at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
The
so they start before they're pregaming.
They're pregaming
at the Eagles Club.
And I think we have Chad Abrams coming down in the next couple of days to talk about those events bit more, so we can dive into that as well.
Because those things, they work hand in hand, but also that's its own thing too. Like, that is a huge fundraising effort that happens alongside the actual telethon broadcast itself. As far as the 50th anniversary, like I mentioned, you know, we have lots of great talent, lots of great local performers that are coming to be part of the entertainment. However, maybe you've seen, or I know a lot of people in the area have seen a lot of the throwback retro telethon clips that have been we've been posting on our Facebook page, and it's been getting shared around in the community a lot. But I was so fortunate to receive boxes of VHS tapes that were recorded of the telethon from the 80s and 90s, and there were a few in the 2000s too, but just this treasure trove of old telethons that has taken a lot of time. I mean, thankfully, you know, I don't mind spending an evening sitting and watching an old VHS tape of a telethon, but I've been digitizing as much of that as I can and then sharing some of the clips online of these old telethons. And they're these amazing time capsules of life in Prairie du Chien in 1988, in 1994, in the year 2000, because you're seeing these familiar faces 20, 30, 35 years ago. That's just entertaining stuff in itself. So some of the best of the best clips, right? Like the ones are like, oh, this is gold. Those clips will be featured throughout the telethon. And as many ways as we can tie that into modern day telethon, we will as well. I'm also anticipating some maybe telethon alumni returning for some special guest appearances. And just some other things to make it feel like there's a lot of nostalgia injected into this. One other thing I'll add to this, as far as a return of sorts, is that the last few years, since COVID, actually, so in 2021, actually, so 2020, we actually had a real telethon, and we eclipsed the $1 million raise mark for the entirety of the telethon at the beginning of 2020, before the pandemic, it kind of took hold, right? Mm-hmm. It's in January. Well, in 2021, things were still kind of, you know, and we weren't all gathering in big groups yet. And so we did basically a living room streaming only telethon, and it still raised quite a bit of money. But in that case, we didn't have phone operators, and we switched to you can pay digitally on your phone, you know, with a credit card or something like that. Well, that has stuck because most people are pretty comfortable contributing in that way. And that stuck over the last few years. But here for this 50th year, we're bringing phones back into the telethon. So we'll actually have, you can still donate on your phone, you know, with your credit card or debit card, mm-hmm. or things like that. That's still available. And we'd still appreciate and want people to do that as well. But we will have phones on stage where people can call in and make their pledge. And
The phone or the computer.
Yeah, so you can do the phone or on the computer or phone, on the computer or on your cell phone. That is an option as well. So we'll have ringing phones back on the telethon. You'll be able to call in. And again, when people call in and make those pledges, they are usually doing it in memory of a friend or a family member that they've lost, or they're doing it in honor of. So maybe someone that is currently dealing with the disease currently, and they make that donation in honor of them. So it's a great way to pay tribute to a loved one that you lost or a loved one that is going through it right now, but make that donation that goes to the research that will ultimately help anybody that is facing heart disease or cancer.
Yeah, a great event as always. Tom, any final thoughts you have?
You know, I'm just really looking forward to this 50th. As Dan was saying, he's digging through those boxes of old tapes. This year is just going to be another episode, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. The Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon coming up Saturday, January 25th, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can find it at Mediacom Channel 6, also on the YouTube page. If you go to eaglestelethon.org, the link is there for you to do that. And we'll be talking with Chad Abram and members of the Eagles Club. They'll have a watch party going on as well. You can join them and hang out down there and have some fun that way. So, Dan, Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cody.